From the Atlantic Politics, the Republican who outsmarted Trump. Photographs by Caroline Gutman. Representative Thomas Massey, the renegade Kentucky Republican who fiercely guards his political independence, doesn't love being on President Trump's bad side. He would prefer not to have the president's allies spend millions to defeat him in a primary. In fact, if Massey had his way, he'd be working for Trump right now. In his telling, in the weeks after the 2024 presidential election, the two men talked about Massey, a farmer who champions raw milk, becoming Trump's agriculture secretary. Massey had formally endorsed Trump late in the campaign, offering to help him win over libertarians who might be tempted to stay home or vote third party in key battlegrounds. Trump had been appreciative, and the two had chatted by phone to hash out the timing of the endorsement announcement. "Just tweet it. I'll retweet you," Trump had told him. The rollout went smoothly, but Massey's endorsement didn't get him the job in Trump's cabinet. He was recounting this to me in, of all places, a bridal suite inside a converted barn in his northern Kentucky district. Massey had just delivered remarks to a friendly crowd in the wedding hall downstairs, part of an acrimonious campaign that, if Trump gets his way, will be Massey's last. The president's allies are spending big to defeat Massey in a May 19 primary and prop up Ed Gallarine, a Navy SEAL and a political novice whom Trump personally recruited as a challenger. Massey first won election to the House during the pre-Trump Tea Party era and has handily prevailed in competitive primaries before. But he is also aware of Trump's unique hold on the GOP. When the president decides he wants a Republican out of Congress, he usually gets his wish. Polls have given Massey a lead over Gallarine, who is not well known in the district, but his advantage is far smaller than in his previous re-election bids. Trump attacks Massey anywhere and everywhere, whether it's on Truth Social, a totally ineffective loser, at an event in Massey's district he's the worst, or at the National Prayer Breakfast moron. He's even impugned Massey's new wife, accusing her of being radical left. Massey says that she voted thrice for Trump and suggesting that Massey remarried too quickly after the death of his first wife. What Trump sees as betrayal: Massey's drive to release the Epstein files and his opposition to core parts of the president's agenda. Massey merely described as an occasional policy disagreement, as he campaigns in a district that backed the president in 2024 by nearly 36 points. He's urging voters to keep some perspective on his breaks with Trump. Massey, by contrast, often talks about Trump less like he's a sworn enemy and more like he's a jilted ex who's still a bit obsessed with him. "I don't feel like I'm fighting with him," Massey said. He insists that, far from being a never-Trumper, he's a mostly Trumper. "This is going to be a referendum on whether it's okay to vote with your party 90% of the time or whether you have to do it 100%, Massey told members of the Grant County Republican Party inside the converted barn. Read: a serious Senate debate about an unserious bill in Washington. Massey is known for his ideological consistency during his 7 terms in the House. Trump is just one of several GOP leaders he's crossed in the name of principle and for relishing the attention that his squabbles with the president have attracted. In one ad, Massey points out their previous endorsements of each other and says, "I agree with President Trump nearly all of the time." Another spot highlights his support for the Save America Act, an election bill and Trump's top legislative priority. But Massey takes pride in his willingness to defy Trump when so many in his party will not. He predicts that if he can survive Trump's bid to defeat him, his victory will embolden more Republicans in Congress to stand up to the president. There would be 6 to a dozen congressmen who are more liable to vote with their constituents instead of the party line, Massey told me, saying that he had spoken with some of them directly but declining to name them. "I need a small jet capable of reaching Argentina on the tarmac, with enough fuel in it to get out of the country, if I work in his cabinet," as Massey told it, "because everybody's going to get impeached or fired or go to jail." Massey came to Congress as a spending hawk, and more than a decade later, that remains his signature issue and the source of many of his disagreements with GOP leaders. Needless to say, this does not sound like a Republican who would have lasted long in Trump's cabinet. Massey admitted to some ambivalence about the prospect. He said that he used to joke about placing an important condition on an administration job. "They say I vote no a lot, but I really vote don't spend," Massey told the gathering of approximately 100 Republicans in Grant County, which is about 45 minutes south of Cincinnati. He opposes foreign aid and voted against Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill Act last year because of projections that its tax cuts would explode already ballooning deficits. Massey built a clip-on debt clock that he wears on his lapel, one of a few dozen inventions for which the former robotics engineer has or is seeking a patent. "You just spent like $100 million talking to me," he noted to me, a taxpayer, nearly a half hour into our interview. Barely 40 when he was first elected to the House, Massey was pudgy and rosy-cheeked, with the kind of youthful appearance that often gets newly elected lawmakers confused for staffers inside the Capitol. He looked like a teenager, recalls Phil Moffitt, a former GOP candidate for Kentucky governor who encouraged Massey to run and then chaired his campaign. Massey, 55, is a grandfather now. He appears slimmer and more weathered, with a short gray beard, a physical transformation that he jokes about in one of his ads. Massey speaks with less of an obvious filter than most congressional Republicans. His impersonation of Trump, which he deploys frequently, more closely resembles the cartoonish, lip-buckering Alec Baldwin bit on Saturday Night Live during the president's first term than it does James Austin Johnson's more recent interpretation. Within his district, Massey loves to tell voters how cheap he is. The first story he shared during his speech in Grant County was an elaborate yarn about the time he'd spent as judge executive, essentially the mayor of Lewis County, in the years before he ran for Congress. The water heater at the county jail had broken down, leading the jailer to complain to Massey because the inmates were refusing to shower and were getting kind of rank, Massey said. Massey didn't want to bill taxpayers the $12,000 quoted as the cost of a replacement, so he found a water heater on eBay for $5,500. To save more money, he installed it himself and then invited the inmates to strip the old water heater for everything it's worth so that the county could sell the parts. "I know you were in here for stealing copper and whatever," Massey said he told them, "so you probably know everything that's worth anything on that hot water heater." For good measure, they peeled the green inspection sticker off the old heater and slapped it on the new one. They said, "Judge, you could go to jail for this," Massey said, to which he replied, "I'll have a hot shower, though, won't I?" The prison tale reminds voters about the fiscally prudent conservative they first sent to Washington in 2012. Kentucky's 4th District covers a chunk of the triangle between Cincinnati, Louisville, and Lexington in the northwest corner of the state and then stretches east through several rural counties close to the West Virginia border. Massey rode the tail end of the Tea Party wave, dominating a 7-way primary and a special election to replace a retiring Republican who was more closely aligned with a part